Okay, speaking with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and Todd, the proposed new sports and entertainment arena on LSU's campus is in jeopardy, if you would, after the CEO of a firm that was considered the sole finalist to develop the project was indicted for allegedly rigging the bid process for a similar facility built at the University of Texas. Where are we at in your mind now with this idea of building a new arena near Alec Box Stadium where the LSU golf course is currently located?
Well, first of all, the concept of having this arena built the way LSU was projecting and planning for it to be built is a great concept. You basically get a $400 million plus arena that is fully state-of-the-art. It can be both available for you at virtually no cost for your basketball games and your other inside the arena games and sports. And you get additional dollars generated from entertainment because it'd be state of the art and be able to do that. It's definitely in jeopardy right now. It was already significantly behind its original timeline. And LSU is clearly right now reeling from Tim Lewicki, who's the CEO of the group in Texas that built the Moody Center, who LSU was you know basically modeling their facility after.
What is LSU saying about the project?
Finally, they didn't say anything for a couple of days, and neither did Charles Landry, who was their attorney with Fishman and Hayman, which is a Baton Rouge law firm, who had been leading this project. He's a noted real estate and land use attorney in the state. They had been, you know, cheerleading it for a couple of years, but it had gone seriously quiet for the last, 12 to 18 months. And LSU, when this news broke about the Oakview Group CEO, Timothy Lewicki, being indicted by the federal government, LSU didn't say anything. They referred you to Landry. Landry was unresponsive. And then finally yesterday, LSU Athletics issued that statement where they're saying, we don't know what we're doing. We're waiting to evaluate the impact of all of this news. They're really in a pickle. You know, LSU's in a pickle, not knowing what to do, trying to figure out how they're going to move forward. Meanwhile, Lewicki's in a pickle where he's facing, you know, a $15 million fine that he's already agreed to try and mitigate criminal imprisonment, most likely.
What was the plan as far as maybe beginning construction on this project? I know they didn't have anything finalized, but there had to be some sort of idea on when they wanted to get this thing, when they wanted to really start moving dirt on it, and how much does this potentially wrench in the plans delay things?
It's been very vague for the past 12 to 18 months, Jeff. Originally, the timeline was by July of 2024, they would have awarded the bid in a non-public bid process, which is important to this story especially, and then they would break ground shortly thereafter. In order to do that, though, they had to have the land, which they were planning on using the LSU golf course area to build on. They had to have it archaeologically investigated. And then July 2024 came and went. We didn't hear anything until May of this year, last month, when Scott Woodward just announced that it had been awarded, the bid had been awarded to the Oakview Group. But he didn't give any definitive time when breaking of ground would occur or the next steps would occur. All he said was we should have a facility by 2029. No indication of early 2029 or late 2029. That's what's all up in the air right now, because LSU certainly did not expect this to happen. I don't know if they had any inkling this was going on, but they certainly appear to be reeling from it right now and not making any definitive statements or decisions until they've fully investigated and done their diligence. I would expect that it's going to come back and we'll get some type of announcement of a new project plan that may be similar to what they were pursuing or may be entirely different. That's where we are right now. We don't know, and neither does LSU.
But it doesn't seem like a new arena for LSU will happen anytime soon now.
I don't see how it could possibly happen anytime soon. In fact, I would be surprised if we hear anything definitive as far as plans go by the end of this year. And then, of course, once the plans and project is redone or revisited and defined, it would certainly take several years for the breaking of ground and the actual building. And there's also other questions like, did the archaeologists approve the facility or the land that they were trying to use for it? There's a number of questions and very little answers right now.